Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Oh, I guess I can't say it. Get in until I turn everybody on. Okay. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Okay. It looks like I have Auntie Carrie. Is that Hubert and Loretta?
Yes.
And is that Hazel?
Yes, and Tim.
Hi there. And Danny Man, that's you?
Yeah, ma'am.
All right. All righty. We're going to go ahead and let Mom read and give other members a chance to join the call.
Okay. Coming out of Numbers chapter 1, and I'm reading out of the Living Bible. And it says, a year after the Israelites departed from Egypt, the Lord spoke to Moses in the tabernacle in the wilderness of Sinai. On the first day of the second month of that year, he said, the whole community of Israel, record of the name of all of the warriors by their clan and family. List all of the men 20 years older or older who are able to go to war. You and Aaron must register the troop, and you will be assisted by one family leader from each tribe. There of the tribe and the name of the leader who will assist you. Now, anybody can look up. I'm not going to call their name, but this, they have the tribe name and the leader name. So I'm going back down to 16. There, these are the chosen leaders of our community. The leaders of their ancestor tribe, the leader of the clan of Israel. So Moses and Aaron called together these chosen leaders, and they assembled the whole community of Israel on that very day. All of them was registered according to their ancestor by their clan and family. The men of Israel who were 20 years older or older was listed one by one, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. So Moses recorded their name in the wilderness of Sinai. So I read from the first chapter of Numbers down to the 19th chapter. May the Lord bless the reader and the hearer of his word.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Okay, thank you for that reading, Mother. We had two more callers join. It looks like Auntie Betty.
Yes, how y'all doing?
Good, and welcome.
Okay.
And Auntie Dot?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
All right. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and start with our program today. I'm going to go ahead and open us up with in prayer.
Oh, you skipped here with greetings.
You skipped my greetings.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Go for it.
Do a roll call.
Okay. We have Auntie Carrie, Loretta, Hazel, Hubert, Daniel, Auntie Betty, Auntie Dot, Mom, and myself, Angela.
Okay. Yeah. Greetings, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Yeah. For this is the day that the Lord has made. So let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the Bell's Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought something good news to share. If not, just say pass. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, before we start, let me just bless the line for us. Oh, Lord, eyes to see your glory. We open our hearts to receive your love. We engage our minds to understand your truth. We offer our songs to praise your name. Lord, as we give you our lives, please take everything that we are so that we may reveal your blessings to the world. Amen.
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 All righty. Okay, if you do not have any news to share, just say pass. I'd like to start with Auntie Carrie.
Oh, okay. I will start reading with Psalm 8. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above heaven, out of mouth of babe of suckling things, has thou ordained strength because of thy enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and their avengers. When I consider my heaven, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visit him. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the work of his hand. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the path of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name on all the earth. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for the reading, Auntie Carrie. Next, Hazel, would you like to come back to me?
Can you come back to me, please?
Sure can, not a problem. Okay. Daniel?
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
I want to say the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Man, thank you for that, Daniel. Okay, Auntie Betty, would you like to go next?
Yes. I'm coming out of the book of Matthew, chapter 5. It says, and seeing the multitude, he went up into the mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall attain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. He said, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecute they the prophet which was before you. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Bentley. Next, we have Mom. You ready?
Well, I'm coming out of Proverbs 19. Better a poor man who walketh in blameless than a fool who lip pervert. It is not good to have zeal without knowledge, nor to be hasten and miss the way. Man on folly run his life, yet his heart range against the soul. Wealth bring men friends, but a poor man friend deserts him. False witness will not go unpunished, and he who pour out lies will not go free. Many current slaves rule, and everyone in the friend of a man who gives. A poor man is founded by his relation. How much more do the friends love him? I read through Proverbs 18 down through the 47 verse.
Thank you.
Man.
Thank you for that reading, Mother. Next, we have Auntie Don. Auntie Don.
Who you say?
You, Auntie Don.
Okay. I'm reading from the upper room. True to yourself. Romans 12:2. I have spent countless hours wondering if I should act, talk, or fix my hair like certain individuals. I see that they are popular, and I think that if I do what they do, I will be popular. However, I shall change myself by not being true to the person God created me to be. My mom hang inspired quote on our wall where we can all see them. The quote encouraged us to be ourselves and be happy about who we have become or becoming. I realize now that unless I include God in my life, things are not going to work out very well for me. I have begun to realize that I do not need to copy someone's hairstyle, clothes, or lifestyle. I need to accept who I am, love who I am, and be proud of who I am. This is who God wants me to be. With so many outside influences, forget who we are. We can pretend to be someone we are not instead of follow the path God made for us.
when that happens, we need to call on God to help us be true to who God created us to be. Dear God, help us to discover a force for our life so that we may serve you more faithfully. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that. We did not see that. Okay, Hubert, would you like to say?
Yes, I'll be coming out of Psalms 125. Those who trust in the Lord are steady as Mount Zion, unmoved by any circumstance. Just as the mountains surround and protect Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds and protect his people. For the wicked shall not rule the godly, lest the godly be forced to do wrong. O Lord, do good as to those who are good, whose hearts are upright with the Lord. But lead evil men to execution, and let Israel have quietness and peace. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Hubert. Next, we have Loretta. Did you want to share any words?
I just want to say God is good. Amen.
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 All righty. Thank you for that, Loretta. Next, Hazel, did you want to go next?
Yes, I'm ready now. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm reading from Job chapter 34, verse 29 through 33. Oh, 33, I'm sorry. Verses 29 through 33.
Mm-hmm.
Behold, God works all these things, twice, in fact, three times with a man, to bring back his soul from the pit, that he may be enlightened with the light of life. Give ear, Job, listen to me. Job, I'm sorry. Hold your peace, and I will speak. If you have anything to say, answer me. Speak, for I desire to justify you. If not, listen to me. Hold your peace, and I will teach you wisdom. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Ms. Hazel. That completes my first round. So I would like to turn it over to Hubert.
Angela.
Yes, ma'am.
I thought Hazel had. I thought Tim were on the line also.
Oh.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I thought you were getting away, huh?
Okay. Well, would you like to say anything?
I'm glad to be a part of our prayer line. Thank y'all.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Praise
the Lord.
Amen. And thank you.
Welcome back. Amen.
All righty. So we'll turn it over to Hubert.
Pause right there. Before we go into the sick and shut-in prayer, we lost Reverend Ellen last night. We went on to be with you, with the Lord. If we could just have a moment of silence, please.
Amen.
Lord, praise God. May God give to the family the strength they need to get past their loss. Amen.
Amen.
Sick and the shut-in, may everyone know their. Let everyone bow their head for the sick and the shut-in, please.
Mm-hmm.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the work that you performing right now in Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Champ, Uncle Willie, Gary, Auntie Marie, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Dot, and the Allen family. The Lowe family, the Vernon family, Lenny and family, the Moody family, the Williams family, the Simmons family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Johnson family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, the Hurd family, Mary Ann and family, Sister Shirley and family, John Moore and Ronnie McClure, Eric, Brian, Tony, Malachi, DeMarcus, Dwight and Tawana family, SMA and family, Ruth Edwards, the Boys family, the Rossiter family, Dorita and Jesse Vernon, Cheryl and family, Mr. Q and family, Miss Brown and family, Desert Kendricks, Vanessa and family, the Cody family, Malin and family, the Dix family, Valerie family, Rachel family, and everyone else that we are not aware of who stands in need of prayer. Or in Michael G., Father God, we ask you that you lay your healing hands on our sick and shut in. Give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over our sick and shut in, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, for there is still power in the blood. Father God, we just want to thank you for all that you do for us daily in Jesus Christ's holy name. Let everyone say, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for the sick and shut-in prayer, Hubert. Let's move on to acknowledging birthdays starting on September 24th through September the 30th. The only birthday that I show is Lenny Williams on the 30th.
Eric Cody on the 30th.
Eric, what day his on?
The 30th.
Okay, I had it wrong. Shoot. Okay. Alrighty. So we have Lenny and Willie. No, not Willie Cody. Who is it?
Eric.
So Eric, I mean, Willie is on the 18th, though, right?
Willie was last.
Yeah, he was 18.
Okay, I crossed his out instead of adding Eric. Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Got it. Okay, so, Mom, would you like to sing the happy birthday song for us?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you and many more. Amen.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Man, happy birthday.
Okay. Move on to the second portion of our program. If you have any poems or songs or just more Bible verses to share, if not, just say pass. I'd like to start with Daniel.
Excuse me.
Starting with you.
Hello, everybody. Good to hear everybody's voice again. What up? Y'all know I'm going to be short. It's me, it's we, it's us, oh Lord.
And it's a prayer.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
bless him.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Daniel. All righty. Next, we'll have Auntie Dot.
Yes, I'm going to be reading Matthew 20:21-16. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire workers for his vineyard. He agreed to pay them a demerit for the day and sent them into his vineyard. About 9 in the morning, he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace doing nothing. He told them, "You also go and work in my vineyard, and I will pay you for what is right." So they went. He went out again about noon and about 3 in the afternoon and did the same thing. About 5 in the afternoon, he went out and found still others standing around. He asked them, "Why have you been standing here all day long doing nothing?" "Because no one has hired us," they answered. He said to them, "You also go and work in my vineyard." Then evening came. The owner of the vineyard said to his farmer, "Call the worker and pay them their wages, beginning with the last one hired and going on to the first." The worker who was hired about 5 in the afternoon came, and each received a demerit. So when those came who were hired first, they expect to receive more, but each one of them also received a demerit. When they received it, they began to grumble about the landowner. "These who was hired last worked only 1 hour," they said, "and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the worker and the heat of the day." But he answered one of them, "I am not being unfair to you, friend. Didn't you agree to work for a demerit? Take your pay and go. I want to give the one who was hired last the same as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you saying with my own money? Or are you envious because I am gentry? So the last will be first, and the first will be last." Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Right. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dolly, out of Matthew. Next is Hubert. Would you like to go next?
Yes, I have a praise report and a song I'm going to sing. I like to have for the praise report, you all prayers, and my prayer will answer. Me and Loretta had an appointment. She had surgery on the 19th, and I had court date on the 19th. And we both is doing fairly well. We're sitting here together just praising God for all the wonderful things he has done in our lives.
Amen.
When you have God in your life, tell me what more do you need? When you have God in your life, there's nothing more you should need. I went to the valley to pray. Felt so good that I stayed all day. Because I have God in my life, and there's nothing more that I need. I sat in the water, was cold, chilled my body, but not my soul. Because I have God in my life, there's nothing more that I need.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you for that river. Beautiful. All right. Loretta?
Okay. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
As I said before, God is good, and I have to share this story. I had maybe about 30 minutes gotten home from surgery, and I was just laying down, and I heard a knock on my window, and I was telling everybody, yeah, someone knocking at my window. Then I heard a voice go, it's Hubert. He was here no sooner than I got home. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Yeah. But I would like to thank everyone for the love, prayers, the fasting that took place on the 18th, and thanks for all the calls. I had a great surgery team. They removed the tumor and verified that it wasn't cancerous and that it is benign. I am healing slowly but surely. I have to say, for the first 2 days, I was a superwoman.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
But since then, I've really been healing. I can say that. And I have to say, prayers work. Prayer does work. I thank each and every one of you. I love each and every one of you, and continue with prayers. God is good. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Let you guys know that he's been taking care of me. He cooked dinner for me tonight. So.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
All righty. Thanks for sharing, little madam.
Okay, I'm going to read this poem. This God, his way is perfect. The promise of the Lord proved true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in him. To be in God's keeping is surely a blessing, for through life is often dark and distressing. No day is too dark and no burden is too great that God in his love cannot penetrate. And to know and to believe without question or doubt that no matter what happens, God is there to help out. It is to hold in your hand the golden key to peace and joy and serenity. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Next, Ms. Hazel?
Yes, I just wanted to first just say to Loretta, they're so glad that you're healing well and that we were able to just send up so many prayers for you and that you are doing okay. And I'm glad that my dad is there to help you out. It was a long 6 months when he did leave, but I'm just grateful that he made it through and was positive the whole way through. And now, you know, he can move on and start working on some other things with his life slowly but surely. And we're coming up on almost a year of being reconnected with each other, so I just want to celebrate that. And just ask that God continue to keep us connected because it's really made such a big difference in my life. So I love all of you all, and I hope we all just have a great week. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen.
You're welcome. All righty. Next, I said, Mom.
Yes. I have a praise report. I just want to thank everybody that participated in the fasting and come up with that idea, and I'm glad I did, and I'm so proud of everybody participating. And we all can see the result
that come from it. And I just thank God for all of his blessings. And all of you all, I'm going to just read a prayer. Dear God, help us to be true to ourselves so that we can come before you for your throne and let our need and request be known. Help us to hold ourselves accountable to the people that we accept to lead so that we will be the leader that you want us to be. In the name of one who called us from fellowship to leadership and often the necessary grace to do what which we have been called to do, we pray. Amen.
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 Alrighty, thank you for the reading, Mother. Next we have Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm going to try to sing a song.
Amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
One more time, one more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time. Yes, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time. Yeah, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to pray together one more time. Oh, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to sing together one more time. Yeah, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, I'm sorry, Hazel, your friend named Tim?
Tim.
Yes, Tim. Tim? Hey, does he have anything else you want to share?
Going to sing for us?
Hey, man. Hey, how y'all doing? My name is Timothy Bell. I just asked for a little prayer as I go on a journey for truck driver school over the next month, and have a great time and be able to do better things. Thank you.
Amen.
You're welcome.
Amen.
Be safe for your brother.
Bell.
All righty. Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I will go and I will try to sing a song.
Amen.
All right, then.
My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. Why? You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
Well, yeah. I would go ahead with the closing prayer. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Lord, make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you and give you peace. May the God of peace, who raised Christ from the dead, strengthen your inner being for every good work. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you and dwell within you this day and evermore. Amen.
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 All right. That we bring forth to conclusion. Well, that concludes our prayer for tonight. The Nelson family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help us through our busy week. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House. Bless America and other nations. And continue to bless our prayer line. Father God, we promise to put you first up on our full suit of armor this week to protect us from our enemy. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, and victorious week. Good night, everyone, and have a blessed week.
Night.
And we love you.
Good night. Good night,
bless good night everyone. Love you
good
all.
Night.
Thank
you. Love you guys.
Good night.
Have
night.
A blessed week.
Man.
Okay, good night.
Get full on it.